Hey, it's Morgan Absher.
And I'm Kaylin Moore.
And we're the hosts of the Crime House original podcast, Clues.
Every Wednesday, we sneak past the crime scene tape and open a new case file for some of the most gripping true crime cases.
Follow and listen to Clues, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The president issues an executive order to make it easier to remove homeless people from the streets. Let's get more now from CBS News White House reporter Willie James Inman. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Hey there. Good morning.
What would this executive order do?
Part of it calls for allowing the attorney general, in this case, Pam Bondi, to reverse judicial precedents and end consent decrees. That would limit state and local governments their ability to commit individuals who are on the streets and at risk to themselves and others. It would also provide federal grants to cities and state governments across the country who are working to prohibit open drug use, for instance, urban camping and loitering, locations that are working to prevent homelessness. This has really been a campaign promise of the president. He's often mentioned about getting homeless people off of the streets. He's also mentioned it here in Washington, D.C., calling on the mayor to clean up the streets. We know that this has been a really big push from this president, both on the campaign trail and in the White House. And this executive order would provide at least some of the cover, legal cover, and some of the funding to state and local governments to do that.
The ACLU already coming out against this, saying that it could trample on unhoused individuals' rights.
Mm-hmm. Certainly there could potentially be legal challenges with this. Also, there are critics that are saying that this does nothing to decrease the price of housing. We know in large part, a lot of times, individuals are homeless because they simply cannot afford a home. This does nothing to address that. All it does is provide grants and a legal remedy for those state and local governments to just simply remove those individuals and put them in treatment centers if they're suffering from drug addiction, for instance, or mental illness. So it really doesn't work to address one of the core problems of why we see people on our streets.
Well, and I'm wondering, too, about the availability for mental health support. Is there availability in facilities to even take people in?
Yeah, that's certainly an open question. This order doesn't really get into the ins and outs of that availability. It simply provides a way for the state and local governments to do this. Remember, the federal government won't necessarily be out in the streets and enforcing this executive order. This is in large part focused on the state and local governments doing this. I will point out that the president did order the National Park Service to remove homeless encampments and individuals from national park, owned land. But certainly that is an open question and one that will have to be addressed, because if you move all of these individuals into treatment centers, is there enough room for them to be in those treatment centers in the first place?
That is CBS News White House reporter Willie James Inman. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
You bet.
Hey, it's Morgan Absher.
And I'm Kaylin Moore.
And we're the hosts of the Crime House original podcast, Clues.
Every Wednesday, we sneak past the crime scene tape and open a new case file for some of the most gripping true crime cases.
Follow and listen to Clues, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.